little bit of Ray, the best bits.
Annette Freeman in the room.
Hi there.
Babes, darling.
Thank you.
I'm such a time waster, sorry. Let's talk about this. There's a dozen stories every day, and every day I'm confused, like truly. This is the moment where I've realised, all right, this is it now, old age.
Granddad in the house, yeah.
This is old age. Let me give you just today's ones, right? Stanley Cups, woman arrested for stealing $2,500 worth of Stanley Cups. And there's dozens of these cups, plastic cups, on a police car, and the woman was arrested. Let me look at this one. Target workers reportedly fired for buying Stanley mugs. This is reports of employees being let go for purchasing limited edition mugs in violation of company policy. I got another video last night scrolling through the Instagrams, and it was a video of a girl, you know, a woman in her 20s, sitting in one of these camping chairs all night in the car park outside a Starbucks or a Dunkin' Donuts or something in America. And she's in the queue. She's queuing all night in the freezing cold to get in the queue to a Starbucks and get their hands on a limited edition plastic. It looks like a flask with a straw coming out of it. And then they all get in and they start beating each other up. Oh, and one woman was arrested for getting into a fight over these plastic cups. They're called Stanley Cups. And I swear to God, I just can't get my head around it.
Well, you're about to be educated, Ray.
Do you have one of them?
No, well, I have one in my hand, but it's not mine. It's belonging to another Bauer employee.
Right.
And this is a Stanley Cup.
Right.
This is a 40-ounce stainless steel Stanley quencher, they're called.
A quencher?
A quencher.
Right.
Because that's going to quench your thirst right there.
It's whatever you put in it, I guess, is going to quench your thirst.
Well, yeah, whatever you put in it.
It's like water.
At the moment, there's ice in it, right? And this ice was put in around 7 o'clock this morning, and it's still completely frozen and will stay frozen for 48 hours.
I've got a flask that does that. I've got a metal bottle that does exactly the same thing.
It doesn't have a straw.
It doesn't have a straw.
No, what I do then is I unscrew it and I drink a bit out of it and I put the screw back on it again.
Does it have a handle
No, but I've got four digits and a thumb.
And so, does it fit nicely into your cup card holder? God, I hope Stanley are listening. I want one of these for free. Does this fit?
Are there Stanley?
Hello, America, Stanley. This fits into your car.
My bottle fits into my car thing on the occasion that I ever put it.
I'm not selling it to you.
And
yet,
the bottle was like €6 or something.
Well, this retails around 45 to 50 euro. Extremely hard to find. This one wasn't even sourced in Ireland. It was bought someplace else.
So you've gone to the feature. What is so good about these ones in particular? When in theory you could just go on any, you just Google a cup that keeps stuff cold or warm.
Okay, so they're a travel cup quencher. This is what they're called, the quencher. There's a straw on top. It's stainless steel. I've said all that. And it comes in 13, 40 ounces. So it holds a lot of liquid. And people are obviously obsessed at the moment with hydrating themselves. There was absolutely no word 20 years ago of like hydrating yourself. I don't think I drank water when I was small. Like, you know, and now everyone has to drink like 2 and 3 litres of water
every single day. Yeah.
So, and obviously it fits in cars and all of that, right?
It's really big. Are they all this big? Are they? Like, it's huge.
No, well, obviously there's the 30 ounce, which
different
is
different sizes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And it holds hot and cold liquid. And like I said, it keeps. What?
It sounds
like you're trying to sell old rope. It keeps hot and cold. A mug.
There's a really interesting story because Stanley, I know, I didn't know what this was 2 days ago.
I had an aunt who had a thing called a thermos flask. And she'd have, for her lunch, she'd have a soup in it.
And we used to have a thermos flask going to Kilkelly School, and my sister used to serve out soup to all of us.
Exactly the same. Do you remember the kids? Do you remember when? I remember there was a kid in third class with me in Ballina, and she'd have tea in a thermos flask for her lunch in school.
Yeah.
I had that.
Tea.
It would taste weird.
Soup made in a flask, and the flask is still at home. It's blue. I think it's thermos. It's cracked. And my parents would still make tea in it and bring it someplace.
I think it'd be cracked.
You'd
spend €50 on this cup.
This was discontinued by Stanley. So it was launched in 2016, and then there was kind of no traction for it on their online sales. And these group of women who do a buy guide, they have an online site, independent company to Stanley. They have a buy guide, and they found this cup, promoted it, sent it to an American actress. Let me get her name. She is called, Emily Maynard. They sent it to this actress.
She's like an influencer or something, isn't
it? No, she's an actress. We'll have to Google her. Okay. And she done this kind of unboxing on her social, and then obviously that had an impact online, and other bloggers and influencers started to use the cup, and then suddenly there was a shortage. Stanley didn't have them in production, and then they woke up to kind of what was happening online and started making them again, and now they've a cult following. Like you just mentioned there, people sitting outside of Target and Starbucks where they've done, you know, special limited edition Valentine's ones, which they have on their website right now.
But it really
is personalise
just, it's just a flask.
And people collect 11 and 12 of these for no reason at all. You know, like you just said, they all do the same thing. All you need is one. But people become obsessed with them and are collecting the whole range. And it's, you know, there's waiting lists. And there's, you know, mass hysteria when Target launched them and they've won. You can see, all you have to do is search TikTok. These videos have thousands of views where people are just stampeding into Target.
Have we lost our minds? And have we lost our minds?
Possibly.
As a culture, have we just lost our minds?
Are we in the end times? That's the question you're asking.
We're in the end times.
Look, I didn't want to create that type of
hysteria. it's just a flask. Let's not lose our minds over it. Well, this is the prime energy drink territory we're getting into here.
Exactly.
People go nuts over something they saw on the internet. Is there a Kardashian involved by any chance? I bet there's a Kardashian somewhere.
No, but
someone drinking out of a...
Yeah, Victoria Beckham's been seen with them. Olivia Wilde, Meghan Markle, Jessica Alba. That's right. Just to name but a few. And then Adele, when she did her carpool karaoke thing with James Corden,
she had one
as well, and it was like gold studded, and that all adds to the hysteria too.
Karen says, I'm with you, Ray. I have a bottle that does all that and it fits in my car from Karen. And they're generic. Like, Abby says, personally opted for the one without a handle because that was just so bulky, says Abby. All right, cheers, Abby. Thanks for sharing. And Porrick says, Ray, they're designed to float in swimming pools. That's why they look that way. Love the show. Hey, from Podrick. And of course, on the 24th of January, as it's getting dark outside and the temperatures are hitting about 2 degrees at the moment, you really need Porrick. You really need your cup to be able to float in the swimming pool because your thermos flask full of hot milky tea isn't going to do the job.
A little bit of Ray, the best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.